The Miller's Tale. Willem there was dwelling at Oxenford, a rich knaugh that guests held to board, and of his craft he was a carpenter. With him there was dwelling a poor scholar, had learned art, but all his fantasy was turned for to learn astrology, and could ascertain of conclusions to demon by interrogations, if that man asked him in certain hours when that men should have drought or else a showers, or if men asked him what shall befall of everything, I may not reckon them all. This clerk was Cleped Handy Nicholas. Of derna love he could, and of solace, and thereto he was sly and full privy, and like a maiden meek for to see. A chamber had he in that hostelry alone, withouten any company, full fetishly adight with herbs suit, and he himself as sweet as is the root of licorice or any setterwall. His almagest and books, great and small, his astrolabe longing for his art, his orgrim stones lying fair apart on shelves couched at his bed's head, his press he covered with a falding red, and all above there lay a gay sortry on which he made a knight's melody, so sweetly that all the chamber rang, and Angelus ad Virginem he sang. And after that he sang the king's note. Full often blessed was his merry throat, and thus this sweet clerk his time spent after his friend's finding and his rent. This carpenter had wedded new a wife, which that he loved more than his life. Of 18 years she was of age. Jealous he was, and held her narrow in cage, for she was wild and young, and he was old, and deemed himself be likely a cuckold. He knew not Cato, for his wit was rude, that bad a man should wed his similitude. Men should wedden after their estate, for youth and eld is often at debate, but since that he was fallen in the snare, he must endure, as other folk, his care. Fair was this young wife, and therewithal as any weasel, her body gent and small. A saint she wearied, barred all of silk, a balm cloth as white as morning milk upon her lenders, full of many a gore. White was her smock, and broiden all before and eke behind, and on her collar about of coal-black silk within and eke without. The tapes of her white volupe were of the same suit of her collar, her fillet broad of silk and set full high, and sickly she had a licorous eye. Full smally pulled were her brows too, and those were bent and black as any sloe. She was full more blissful unto see than is the new pear genetting tree, and softer than the woolies of a wether. And by her girdle hung a purse of leather tasselled with silk and pearled with latin. In all this world to seek an up and down there is no man so wiser that could vench so gay a popolut or such a wench. Full brighter was the shining of her hue than in the tower the noble forged knew. But of her song, it was as loud and yearn as any swallow sitting on a barn. Thereto she could skip and make a game as any kid or calf following his dame. Her mouth was sweet as braggart, or the meath, or hoard of apples laid in hay or heath. Wincing she was, as is a jolly colt, long as a mast, and upright as a bolt. A brooch she bore upon her lower collar, as broad as is the boss of a buckler. Her shoes were laced on her legs high. She was a primerole, a piggy's eye for any lord to lay in his bed, or yet for any good yeoman to wed.